Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Oh, okay. Yo, welcome.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Jess, your weekend, how was it?
Weekend was fun. We went to a basketball game at Rosedale. Rob from 105.7, the fan next door to us, coaches a girls' basketball team. So we went to probably like the second game that we've gone to, and that was so much fun. Like, when I was in high school, our basketball games were not packed out like that, I'll tell you that. It felt a professional game. It was so much fun.
These kids are so much bigger nowadays, though. You know what I mean? Like, when I see some of these student athletes now, I'm like, how are you a student? Like, sir, you are 6'4 with a full beard. Like, we didn't look like that in high school. Well, you know what I mean? You could perform like that.
We were there for the girls' game, so yeah. They were truly popping off.
But still, right? Like, just everyone's bigger nowadays.
They were incredible, so that was a lot of fun. And then I think, like, we went to Pizza John's, which is, like, because it's almost like 20 minutes from our house, we never ever go. But after the basketball game, we went over there and it was like so good. And we're like, why don't we ever come here? Oh yeah, because we're too lazy to drive 20 minutes for pizza.
It's like your radius gets smaller and smaller the older you get. You're like, yeah. 10 minutes away.
But especially because you want to eat it when it's hot. You know what I mean?
True.
So yeah, it was a very like cozy weekend for us other than that.
I had to get new tires this weekend, and I talk about inflation. When I think of new tires, like if you ask me
it's expensive.
In my brain, I'm like, I mean, new tires probably cost, what, $500 to get put on, you know?
Wait,
what I mean?
For all four?
Yeah. No. I mean, back in my day, man, like, I remember the last time I bought tires, I maybe spent like maybe $600-$700. Maybe. And so I knew it'd be a little bit higher. I'm like, I'm going to expect $1,000 for four tires. That might be right. You know, I walk in. I'm not even done with everything that has to get done to these tires. I have a Jeep, like bigger tires on it. $1,800 so far.
So far for all four.
And I've still got to get some new lug nuts put on because they're apparently the wrong lug nuts and everything.
There's other parts included in
it? Yeah. I'm not done yet. So this is going to be $2,000 out the door. Am I wrong in thinking not that long ago getting tires put on was literally for sure. At least under $1,000.
No way, man.
Now it's like, wow, this is crazy.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Super plungers braved these super cold waters of the Chesapeake Bay for a very good cause. More than 50 brave men and women made 24 plunges in 24 hours as part of the 2025 Polar Bear Plunge Super Plunge. Now, they raised at least $10,000, all to ensure Special Olympics Maryland athletes can participate in sports for free. Polar Bear Plunge Weekend takes place from January 29th through February 1st at Sandy Point State Park in Anne Arundel County, I guess middle of this week through this weekend if you want to participate.
I feel like there's a lot I'd do for charity. Whenever I see these polar plunges, I'm always like, I don't know.
I can't believe they did that this last weekend. And then this coming weekend too. It's chilly.
I'd literally be cold for like a month doing that. But good on you guys. Honestly, great cause. But I look at y'all like, damn, y'all are real ones to get out there for sure.
Number two.
Eating Costco snacks could score you $1,000. The site Finance Buzz is looking to hire somebody to taste test 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. It pays $1,000 plus a $500 gift card to buy it all. Now, anybody can apply. You just have to have access to your own Costco membership. They're calling it the Sideline Sampler Side Hustle. Now, what you have to do is you have to take a picture of every item, write a brief description, and then rate them all based on how good they are and also how hard it is to make each item. The cutoff for applications is actually this Wednesday, January 29th, at financebuzz.com.
That's a cool gig.
Yeah.
Number one.
Hugh Jackman took the stage this weekend at Radio City Music Hall for his residency show, Hugh Jackman Live from New York with Love. And to celebrate his opening night, of course, he was surprised by his bestie, Ryan Reynolds. The Deadpool star was mic'd up in the crowd during a brief pause in the performance. Take a listen.
Well, listen.
Oh, wait. There it is.
This one. I love this man. I care about this man. He is genuinely the best human being I know. And I have four children. He is the best.
Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds was there. Sutton Foster, Jackman's new partner, was there since they've gone public with their relationship. But a lot of people online are wondering, obviously they're best friends, so this isn't something that's out of character, or is this something kind of like, are we trying to shift focus from all the craziness lawsuit that's going on with Baldoni and Reynolds' wife, Blake Lively?
Can I tell you, that's kind of what I thought the second
I heard this.
It just kind of seemed like, I mean, it's nice, but to be honest, when these kind of shows open, a lot of celebrities go to these kind of things and don't necessarily have to stand up in the middle of the show and say something.
It's mixed emotions online. I'll be honest. Now, is this out of character for their friendship? No.
Right, true.
Right? Like, let's take the lawsuit and the drama, like, completely remove it. This wouldn't surprise me at all. And I think what sucks is because that's going on with Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, unfortunately,
we just can't not,
is like, the question of, is this good PR? Of course, that's going to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, right, exactly.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
If I asked you to spell the word Eagles, could you do it? And like, it may be too soon, maybe too sensitive. But like, if I asked you to spell the word Eagles, could you do it?
Oh, I saw this too.
Because
this is bad, man.
Apparently,
this is their mayor, right?
Their mayor can't actually get the job done. Yo, like, I don't know how you're feeling with football right now, but we got to take a second to stop down talking about this one. Welcome to your Monday morning edition of PA So Cray Cray. I know cray cray is a little out of date term at this point, but find something else to rhyme with PA. Jess, what is this?
It's, you know, it's always said with love. We don't have any beef with Pennsylvania. We love all of our neighbors in PA. We have a lot of listeners from PA, but we just kind of take a moment to, I think, gather our thoughts on what takes place over there. Yeah. I think more bizarre things happen over there.
They just get the weirder headlines than us. D.C. doesn't get weird headlines. I mean, weirder than Pennsylvania. Delaware, no. Virginia, no. It's always literally Pennsylvania that's got, like, it's like the, if we lived on a street, they'd be the ones getting the cops called to their house more often. You know what I mean? So, y'all, what the world? They were having a pep rally last week, and their mayor, which, God bless her, this is Mayor Parker, she's trying to get the city pumped up. It's a lot of pressure, and to her defense, it's a lot of pressure, right? It's a lot of, like, you're in front of a lot of people, a lot of passionate fans.
She obviously knows how to spell Eagles. It's just like when you're in the moment, even when we do flock line.
I was gonna say
we've done it a couple of times where it's like it's early. You know, we clearly know how to spell Ravens, but sometimes you slip up. So we have to like give her some grace in that. It just sucked that like she was on TV.
Man, did you hear this yet? Yeah, so this is her. Obviously the Eagles and. This is actually before their playoff game. This is literally the way it came out of her mouth. Listen.
Well, listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
She went straight to the L, huh?
It's not even close. And she messed up the E at the end, too. It's like she was all over the place with that.
I know, it's okay.
In Jess's defense, because I don't want anybody flaming us later on, I have spelled Ravens wrong many a time.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you this. If Mayor Brandon Scott got up and spelled Ravens wrong at a pep rally, he'd get roasted forever.
It's just the place. It was just like terrible timing.
Awful.
Like the worst environment, especially during playoffs.
Did you
know what I mean?
Yesterday, Kevin Hart actually roasted her on Instagram. Listen to this.
Philadelphia, stand up. You hear me? It's go time. Fresh off the bird to see the bird. You already know what it is. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. If you want to spell it the other way, we can do it that too. Shout out to the mayor. E-L-G-L-E-A-E-P-S, Eagles. Okay?
That's supportive. If you want to spell it the other way, we can too.
And I don't care at this
point. We can't even say nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
they're in the Super Bowl.
Laugh all you want. They're going to the Super Bowl. So, listen.
Everybody makes mistakes. It's okay. It's okay,
man. That's actually what she said. That's what the mayor said.
Everybody
She's like,
makes mistakes.
I don't try to be perfect.
Yes.
And I can own up to my mistakes. Did you see Commanders, though, are selling shirts with Eagles spelled like that?
Oh, that's awesome.
They're capitalizing on it. Yeah, listen. We don't mean to pick on them. They kind of pick on themselves. We call this segment PA So Cray Cray.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top Three
with Jess. number three.
Happy heavenly birthday to Mo Gabba, the late Baltimore sports super fan, would have celebrated his 19th birthday on Sunday. Mo was an Orioles and Ravens super fan who captured the hearts of the entire state of Maryland when at 9 years old, he began calling our sister station, 105.7 The Fan, to share his knowledge of Baltimore sports. He battled cancer his entire life before he passed away in 2020 at the age of 14, but his legacy continues through many ways, including the Orioles annual Mo Gabba Award given to community members with outstanding positivity and perseverance. And the last time WJZ spoke to Mo, he had this message for everyone. If you want to be like me, just be yourself.
I was thinking about him yesterday, and because 19, like he'd be like a man at this point, you know. Like obviously we knew Mo is younger. Mo had already passed by the time we got here, but his legacy was like of this, you know, this child. And 19, he'd have been a man at this point. I kind of wonder what his life would have been like, given the opportunity to like to grow up and see a full life. I wonder what Mo, you know, he would have just been spectacular. I mean, he was so spectacular just the few years that he had. I can only imagine, you know, what his full life would have been like, you know. So lots of thoughts, man. Lots
absolutely
of prayers for sure.
Number two.
To celebrate the return of The Bachelor and to spice up those watch parties, Papa John's is offering a very unique giveaway. If your name and spelling matches the lucky recipient of the first impression rose of the new season of The Bachelor, you can score a free pizza. All you need to do is join Papa Rewards and keep an eye on their Instagram during the season premiere tonight. Season 29 of The Bachelor will debut on ABC tonight at 8 p.m. with Grant Ellis as the season's bachelor, a 31-year-old day trader from New Jersey and a former pro basketball player.
That's, first off, so random.
So creative. So random. So creative, Papa John's. Go ahead.
Is anybody still watching The Bachelor? I haven't watched it. I used to love it. I haven't watched it in years. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. Do you still watch The Bachelor?
I've moved on to Love Is. I've moved on to Netflix dating reality.
Why is that, you think?
I think just because I actually, maybe just because it's a little more gritty. Like you can get away with more stuff on Netflix, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Versus like it being on ABC. Like, and nothing wrong with The Bachelor. If that's your thing, that's your thing. But yeah, I'm more in like Ultimatum.
Love Island,
especially.
Yeah. If you're still watching The Bachelor, let us know. 410-583-1065.
Number one.
Taylor Swift is attending the Kendrick Lamar concert on February 9th. The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles will face off in Super Bowl 59 on Sunday, February 9th in New Orleans. The Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 32-29, which now means they actually have a shot at becoming the first NFL team to win three straight championships. But they will have to get past the Philadelphia Eagles, who took victory over the Washington Commanders 55-23. Kendrick Lamar is headlining the halftime show with special guest SZA. And that's all that matters to us, people. The Kendrick and SZA concert is going to be phenomenal on February 9th, and I'm really excited to see that.
How'd you feel yesterday?
I was so sad. I saw this post where, like, literally, it was like the whole world was rooting for Josh Allen to beat the Chiefs. And please. I'm bummed. I'm really, really bummed. I don't know. So I don't know if we're going to watch the Super Bowl, the actual game itself, other than the Kendrick Lamar concert of the portion.
Why? You just don't want to see him? I mean, let's be honest. There's a good chance they're going to win this thing again,
well,
right?
No. I think it's just because, like, I personally, and also especially because my husband, Garage Boy, his team got beat by the Eagles. Yeah. So he for sure doesn't want to watch this game. You know what I mean? And I also have this, and I, Ravens fan especially, have this beef with the Chiefs because of what happened to us last year.
Yeah.
So I don't have, but then I want to watch the commercials. So I really think I'm only going to watch halftime in the commercials, and then I'll watch Wicked in between. I don't want to watch the game.
Wait, okay, Ravens fans, what are you doing now? I mean, because it's true. Like, you're stuck in between a rock and a hard place now. Are you watching? And if you are, like, who are you rooting for? Like, where, what's...
And
what's
your
like,
question earlier was, all of a sudden, everyone was Commanders fan. Yeah, because we don't want the Eagles
right,
to win.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. It's like,
yo,
no.
You got to say the Eagles are 55... I didn't watch the game. I know very little about football, but 55 points in a game. I was like, damn.
Yeah, 55-23.
That's a lot.
They got rocked.
Yeah,
it was sad. It was really sad. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
That's all I get.
Minute.
1065.
Yo, welcome back to the week. And another five chances to win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. John and his wife's name was Karen?
Jen.
Jen. I don't know why I went with Karen. Jen knocked it out Friday. So let's see how you do. Caller number 10 today is going to take it on. And who is this?
Hi, it's Mandy and Aaliyah.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good. What are you guys doing, by the way, for the Super Bowl now? Do you have plans after yesterday? Were you guys big Ravens fans before? I can't remember.
We're Commanders fans.
Oh, well. So then.
We're devastated.
That's a good question, too. So what are Commanders fans doing now? Like, what are you guys planning on doing during the game?
Probably watching Wicked.
Yeah, right? That's what I was thinking. I'm going to watch halftime, the commercials, and then watch Wicked.
Well, let's go, y'all. We got $1,000 in free gas. I hope you guys can knock this out today. Jess, we'll explain the rules and we'll get into it.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Mandy and Aaliyah, you ready to play?
Yep, we're ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts now.
Question number 1, spell the word dilemma.
Pass.
Question number 2, what actress plays Bella in the Twilight movies?
Oh, pass.
Question number 3, if a circle has a radius of 5, what's its diameter?
Pass.
Question number 4, Raymond versus Raymond and Versus are both albums by what singer?
Pass.
Question number 5, what's the state capital of Texas?
Dallas.
No! Dang it! No!
He's like, I can't pass again.
I can't. This is not a good round.
I can't go for my fifth pass. Let's go back, y'all.
Okay, question number 1. Spell the word dilemma. Aaliyah, do you know that now?
Here, honey, don't spell it.
It's hard.
I-L-E-M-M-A.
Correct. Yeah, good job, Aaliyah.
Nice.
Question number 2. What actress plays Bella in the Twilight movies? Mandy, you know this.
I know you know this.
I know who she is. I honestly never really watched Twilight.
It's so. Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
Yes. Question number 3. If a circle has a radius of 5, what is its diameter?
Yo,
the answer is 10.
Yeah.
The diameter of a circle is twice the radius.
That's tough, man. That's hard.
Question number 4. Raymond vs. Raymond and Versus are both albums from what singer? That's Usher.
Yeah. You may have to be a diehard fan.
Usher.
Okay.
The only reason why I would know is just because it's engraved in my brain of when in a song he asks you to spell his name. You know what I mean? But it's fine. Question number 5. What is the state capital of Texas? That's Austin.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you went for Dallas.
Let's see if you would have gotten this one right, Mandy. What was the full name of the character played by Melissa Joan Hart in the Nickelodeon series Clarissa Explains It All?
Oh.
Also hard.
I know who it is, but I can't remember.
Clarissa Darling is the answer
Clarissa
we're looking
Darling.
For.
Yeah.
And then question number 7. Emmitt Smith played for the Cowboys and what other NFL team? That answer is the Arizona Cardinals.
Listen. It wasn't our greatest.
Yeah,
wasn't
this
our
round sucked. Okay, this round sucked. You guys are queens. We love you so much. You know that. So please, please call anytime you want.
Yeah, we'll try it again. You guys want Taylor Swift questions, right? We'll see if we can add more Taylor Swift questions.
Yes,
the
Taylor Swift.
We need to. Yes, okay. We need more Wicked
questions. All right, let's see if we can do this week for you guys. Tomorrow we'll come back and we'll do 7 more questions worth $1,000 in free gas. Thank you guys for playing.
Thanks for having us. Aaliyah wants to ask you, what do you want to say?
What's up, Aaliyah?
I wanted to tell you guys that you guys are invited to my birthday party.
Oh my gosh!
When is it? Wait, message me on Instagram.
Yeah, send us more info, okay?
Okay.
All right.
We love you guys so much, and happy early birthday, Aaliyah. Make sure to head to Dash In and try their new burgers. They are griddle-pressed craft burgers, cooked to order, served on a brioche bun, only at Dash In. DashIn.com for participating locations.
Hey, what's your reaction if your partner comes to you and is like, hey, I'm going to spend $2,500 out of our money on something just for me? Like, are you going to be cool with that?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
What's up? Welcome to Judge Jess. If you've not been here before, sometimes disagreements between two people are just way on one side and the other. So if you're having like a fight with somebody and you want somebody to figure out who's right and who's wrong, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. And Jess, who's a very honest and judgmental person, we'll tell you who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, this is Ivy from Owings Mills, and I need Judge Jess to weigh in on an argument my husband and I are having. Ever since the beginning of the year, my husband is saying he is making a New Year's resolution to finally get in shape, which unfortunately includes buying a $2,500 Peloton bike.
Whoa.
I have been married to this man for the last 7 years, and he is not going to use it. He starts new hobbies that make it 2 or 3 weeks. He's had a gym membership for the last few years. And I think he went like a few times. So I'm saying, no, you don't need to spend $2,500 on a piece of exercise equipment that you're probably going to use 2 weeks and forget about. His side of it is that it's our shared money. We just need a third party to give us some advice here. So Judge Jess, please weigh in. Thanks.
She said $2,500.
A lot of, I didn't realize there were $2,500 for Pelotons. That's a lot of money. Anyway, not here nor there. So your partner comes to you and says, listen, I want to spend this. This is what I want to do for me. Especially, I mean, to be fair, he's doing something to embetter his life.
Right.
Is that a word, embetter?
Just better himself.
Yeah, I don't think embetter is a word. Can you say no to that? Like, are you allowed to say no if it's joint money? How does that work? We're going to Judge Jess.
So I kudos to him for obviously wanting to change his lifestyle. That's like a difficult thing to do. I just think with his track record, I understand why his wife is so hesitant. And that's a lot of money. I think that's a big investment. So I feel like the compromise here would be, let's dust off the cobwebs of the gym membership, right? And like, let's make sure that you are committed. At least for a couple of months. And if you are down and you can show that like this isn't just going to be one of those like 21 days in and I'm out, then I feel like she would probably feel better with making the family decision of investing $2,500.
But isn't that so controlling to tell your partner no when like they come to you and just be like, this is important to me. And again, if this is like I want to go to the Super Bowl, I need $2,000, I'm going to fly out there with tickets, you know. But this is like fitness, this is his health. I would feel weird in reverse, just an argument sake, being like, no, you can't go do that. Even though like, you know, your past shows differently.
I mean, she's not telling him you can't work out. That's the thing. And there also are very more cost-friendly ways to work out.
Stationary bike.
It's not like his only answer to change his life is the Peloton bike.
Get that man an outdoor bike.
So there are other options, and I feel like she needs to see the consistency to trust that the $2,500 investment is going to be worth it. And with the evidence that she has, I think we need a little more time.
It's your courtroom. You can rule. Wait, where's your gavel? You had the robot, but not the gavel?
No Peloton bike.
Wow.
Maybe let's check back in 5 months.
Does that?
5 months. In 5 months, dude, if you're still going hard,
okay,
heck yeah.
We got the gavel. A little over gavel today.
Heck yeah. 5 months.
Does that sound right to you? Melissa, you think this is the right thing to do to tell your partner no if they want to spend $2,500 on something to make themselves better, though?
I know, but I mean, it's kind of impulsive. Like, I like the idea of waiting and see the commitment level before you spend the money. Now, I will have to say that my husband did go and buy a Peloton bike
mm-hmm.
a couple years ago with his own money.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I end up using it, though, and I didn't think I would in the beginning. So there's a lot to be said for the Peloton bike and the app, but I think there needs to be the commitment because that's a lot of money not to use something.
Yes, I do, and I totally agree with what you're saying, too. And also, we're not just talking about, like, the health thing. She says that this behavior has applied to other things that he has tried to start in his life.
Yeah.
So I think she just wants a little more support and a little more proof, like, hey, I'm really into this thing.
So what are Ravens fans doing next weekend? Like, what's the play? Because you've been put into kind of a precarious situation.
Like low-key the worst situation that we could ask for, actually.
Like, which evil are you going to root for? Or I'm just curious if most Ravens fans at this point are just going to boycott the whole entire thing. Should we catch everybody up where we are just in case they have no idea what we're talking about, Jess?
The Chiefs and the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl next Sunday.
Yeah.
And Kramer asked me a few minutes ago what I was going to do. And my plan is to watch the Kendrick Lamar concert. I'm really excited for the Kendrick Lamar concert on February 9th. I will be watching halftime.
But
I might stick around for some commercials, but I'm honestly just going to be watching Wicked.
Explain why. I love how it's like automatically goes back to Wicked. Explain why, if you're like not a diehard Ravens fan, why those are probably two of the worst options for a Super Bowl game.
The Chiefs are the Chiefs, so there's already issues with that. But it's even more salt in the wound because of what happened to us last year.
Yeah.
On top of the Chiefs being the cheaters that they are.
Of course.
And the refs being who they are, you know. And the Eagles, like, literally, and before I say this... I already know.
There are a lot of Eagles fans that listen to the show.
Eagles fans are probably one of the worst fan bases in the NFL.
Wow, worse than the Raiders?
And as far as like, it's because like, you guys are mean. Like, you guys are really mean. Okay? And I'm not like, hate. Like, obviously, everyone's going to have their team. I support that. But like, you guys are really mean. And so, the last thing that I want to do is also cheer on the Eagles, and especially my husband, Garage Boy, his team, the Rams, were knocked out of their playoff like journey because of the Eagles. Yeah. So he for sure is not going to want to be watching that game in our household next Sunday. So that's where we are right now.
So we're trying to figure out from Ravens fans. So what's your play then? Like, what are you planning on doing? What are Tex saying?
Tex right here. Well, I won't be watching the Super Bowl championship game at all.
Wow.
But I will be cheering for the Eagles to beat Kansas City Chiefs. Cheaters!
Okay, so between the two of you, had to choose one.
There's the Eagles there.
You're going Eagles.
This all right. Text right here. Everyone should have been for the Eagles. Commanders did not stand a chance against the cheating Chiefs. That's Stephen Nottingham right there. A text right here. I'll be completely boycotting the entire game.
So if you had to choose a winner, if you had to choose one of these teams to win, which one are you going to go with?
I'm definitely going to root for the Eagles.
Just because you can't see another Kansas City win?
Otherwise, it'll be like them winning for the third year in a row, and I'm just sick of it.
How do you feel about this text from the 443? It says, I found that most Ravens and Eagles fans are actually allies. They root for each other. Zero rivalry there. Thoughts?
Who is that? Is that from Alan?
I'm not sure who it is. 443. Listen, seriously, what are you going to do? It's like kind of a rock and a hard place right now. Maybe you agree that Eagles is a better way to go because we just can't see another Kansas City.
I will be rooting for the Eagles, but I don't think Garage Boy's going to watch. He's not going to want to watch the game.
Wicked all night.
Wicked all night.
On Marathon.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Winter Restaurant Week is in full swing, and you can get discounts and deals at dozens of restaurants. And new this year, Live Casino at Arundel Mills is getting in on the Restaurant Week fun, running now through January 30th. Baltimore City and Howard County are also hosting their Winter Restaurant Week through this Sunday, February 2nd. BaltimoreRestaurantWeek.com and visit HowardCounty.com for more info.
Number two.
Big announcement from Spirit Airlines. You cannot wear see-through clothing anymore, and it could possibly get you kicked off your next flight. Their new policy declares passengers shall not be permitted to board or may be required to leave an aircraft if they are, quote, barefoot or inadequately clothed, or whose clothing or article, including body art, is lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature. So that includes see-through clothing, tops that don't offer adequate coverage, and pants or skirts that expose other private areas.
Listen, I ride hard for Spirit Airlines. You know that. Like, I got the credit card, y'all. Like, I try. I try to fly Spirit before everybody else, because how can you argue with a $40 flight? Like, you can't. But I'll tell you, if you've never flown Spirit before, you don't understand why these rules have to be put into place.
Yeah, like, wait, what do you mean barefoot?
The thing with Spirit is this.
Is there anyone walking on the airplane barefoot?
Half people don't have shoes on, Jess.
No way.
Like half people are naked. I don't know. It's a weird experience. Like, I'm just telling you, it's a weird experience. You don't argue because it's cheap, but like, damn. Like, if they have to put an official rule in. This is not just like, hey, obviously this is common knowledge.
No, this is written into their policy.
Like, it just goes to show how wild it is on Spirit sometimes.
Number one.
The Grammys have officially started to announce who will be performing at the awards show. Confirmed performers for the event include Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Shakira, Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Dochi, and last year's Mix 106.5 Deck the Hall Ball artist, Teddy Swims. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Trevor Noah once again, and the Recording Academy also shared that this year's show will focus on raising additional funds to support wildfire relief efforts and honoring the bravery and dedication of our first responders. The Grammys are set for this Sunday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. on CBS, and also will be streamed on Paramount Plus.
Is anybody other than Jeff gonna watch it though? We always, every year I ask this question.
Y'all know I love my award shows. Jess, I love them.
Jess is live tweeting and she's the only person.
I am. I'm watching in real time. I'm like, I also have, I'll have it open on my phone so I can also watch the red carpet from like two different viewpoints. Yeah, I love it.
I just don't know anybody else that like sits and watches award shows anymore. Like, will you actually, like, I don't care who's performing, who's hosting. Like, Jess always tells us this stuff and I'm like, does any of it matter? Like, if they said Jesus Christ himself is going to come back and host this award show, would anybody watch it? Because it's just like, nobody watches award shows except for your tried and true finger on the pulse of everything, Jess Dutra. I don't know that people do anymore, man.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Hey, how do you feel about lying to your job to get a to get a promotion? Well, it wasn't lying, but lying to your job, kind of.
Kind of creating a diversion, I guess.
Creating a diversion, Jessica. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what it was. To get a promotion, would you do it? Would you go through with it? It was a question that we were left with last week on Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. If you weren't here, it's time for our Talk Me Out of It update, where we catch up with people from the week before's somewhat crazy ideas. Where were we last week with Anonymous?
So Anonymous is up for a promotion at work. However, her job has to interview other candidates for the position. So she thought that it would be a good idea to create fake applicants that she would purposely make look terrible just to make herself look better and the clear choice for the job. And she got two of her friends to agree to do this. But unfortunately, her job actually wanted to interview her friends that are these like fake applicants. And she wasn't sure if she was going to go through with it.
So did she? We don't find out until you do, by the way. So let me get her on. Hi, Anonymous. You're on the voice. Hi.
Hi.
Did you go ahead and go through with these fake interviews?
I'm kind of a nervous wreck, honestly.
What happened?
So, like, my friend, you know, they asked her in the interview, like, how did you hear about this job? And she just word vomited just my first and last name, just right there.
No.
You
know?
She wasn't trying to get you in trouble or anything, was she?
No. Like, it was just an honest mistake. Like, she was just, like, in the middle of a busy day, took a call, and was like, how do you know about this? She's like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
It says your name.
Yeah. Well, she tried to keep up so many lies as it was. It's like, oh no.
That was the issue of keeping track of stories with everyone. Okay, so wait a second. So if she says your name, has your job reached out to you, or is there a connection there?
Not yet. Like, honestly, I don't know when I go into work today how it's going to be. I'm going in a little bit later, and whoa. I don't know what I'm walking into.
Did she say how they responded when she said your name?
Yeah, they were like, oh, that's interesting. Because I was like, it doesn't make any sense because I'm up for the promotion. Why would I be referring other people to jobs?
That doesn't make any sense.
Other than that, did your friends bomb the interviews, though? Like, did they do a terrible job to make you look better? Did that part work out or no?
Well, my friend also, like, freaked out because after she felt so bad saying my name, like, she didn't want to be so character, like, cartoon bad to where it was, like, obvious what I was trying to do. Right, you know what I mean? Right, so, like, I don't want to say she nailed the interview, but, like, I don't know if they're still interested in her.
Well, what do you...
I don't know.
What does that mean?
This is a bad idea.
What does that mean to you, then? I mean, there's a chance today that you could walk in and they could be like, yo, like...
Can you be a reference?
Right. Like, how do you plan on playing that? Because now it's like it's in deep. Now you're connected with another candidate that, like, but maybe, listen, I'm not saying you should lie. Okay, but like at this point, does she just keep the lie going?
I mean, but technically, I don't know if there's a way for them to connect her as far as like her being the one.
Like faking it and everything?
Yeah.
So what do they do, bring it up then? What is she supposed to say, I guess, is the question. Does she just say like, yeah, that was me. I just wanted, my friend was interested.
I mean, I think you're at this point, you just got to keep going, I guess.
Yeah, I think so too.
What is the moral of the story here? I mean, do you regret it now at this point? Do you wish you wouldn't have now that, because I don't, yes. You do regret it.
I do. The stress of it's been too much. I put way too much on the line. I'm kind of ashamed of myself, honestly.
I think maybe your friend just needs to be like, I got to offer somewhere else and just take herself out of the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Well, clearly never. That'd
probably
never
be the safest.
That friend needs to disappear off the face of the earth fast.
Yeah. That's what we were thinking.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, maybe they won't say anything. Maybe they'll just give you the job and like everything's cool.
Yeah,
good luck. You. If you get the job, I would love to find out if you did.
Yeah. You got to keep us posted for sure. Now we're like way invested in this. So like no matter what happens, we definitely want to hear back about like what happened. And we'll keep checking in with you if you don't check in with us. But hey, thank you for calling. I know this is really nerve-wracking, but thank you for calling and telling us the whole situation. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. You can take me out to lunch if I get the job.
Yeah, we will. We owe you this, I feel like, at this point, right?
Thank you.
Do you have an ex that just won't seem to go away? Do you know what I mean? Like the kind that you guys ended things. Maybe this could be an ex-partner. This could be somebody that you dated. And maybe like you block them on text and they end up in your email. You know what I mean? You're like, why are you here? Or they end up in your DMs and you're like, I said we need to stop contacting, right?
Right.
Y'all, I had an ex try to get in touch with me in the weirdest, possibly most toxic way ever over the weekend. Like this story will beat anybody else. So if you've got an ex that just won't go away, you're going to appreciate this story. This is a woman that I dated in California. We've been here how long, Jess? 5 years now?
4 years and 6 months.
Very specific. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, like, clearly things are done, right?
Right.
Like you would think after 4 years of somebody moving on, and like we dated, I don't know, maybe 6 months. This is the one that lived 22 minutes away and I ended things that just felt too far away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mature or not, that's not here for the discussion, right? But there would always, maybe like every 3 to 6 months after that, she would like try to get back in touch with me, kind of upset about how things ended and like just not happy about things.
Just didn't get the closure that she needed.
Didn't get it. And I think she was trying to get it and like trying to like, she'd be upset about it. And maybe whenever she was going through something with another guy that she was dating and just wanted to take, I don't know, for whatever reason, 4 years, probably 2 years after that, right?
But in your opinion, do you think that closure was had or was it was just over?
It's been 4 years.
No, I know,
it's
but
close. Yeah,
I know, but you're someone who always talks about you needing closure. Yeah. So I'm kind of surprised by that.
I said what I need to say. I mean, for me, it wasn't there. Obviously,
yeah.
If I'm not willing to drive 22 minutes for you, it's just not there for me.
Right.
Clearly. And that should be enough, right? We only did like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Max, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So ended up, once I said, you know, don't text me, she would email me. So I would have to like block her on text because she'd maybe get drunk or something.
Wait, I'm so confused right now. Yeah. Are you talking about Miss California
no,
or are you talking about
else.
A different?
This is somebody else.
So you were using that as an example and now you're talking about a different female.
This is somebody completely, I was never talking about Miss California. This is somebody that I dated in California before we even started dating Miss California.
Okay.
You got it now?
Okay, so this is someone that you were dating in California.
Correct. This is not Miss California.
Okay,
this
I was very confused.
California.
Okay, now I got it.
So things are obviously like over. So since she'd get drunk, maybe text, call me. I had to block her on my phone.
Yes.
She'd end up in my email.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, listen, stop emailing me. Literally had her blocked, Instagram blocked. Everything was blocked, right?
Yeah.
Y'all tell me why over the weekend, and maybe this is a complete error on her behalf. Tell me why over the weekend I get a share your Uber ride with someone request from her. You ever gotten one of those before where you can like share your ride with somebody?
Yes, I've done that before for safety purposes.
For safety purposes,
yeah.
Right? Tell me why I end up getting, after I've blocked her on everything,
yeah,
she literally sent me a share your ride with me. And I'm like, okay, wait.
And this person is in California.
California.
Okay.
It
so,
wasn't
so no matter what, no matter what, like you're literally the wrong person because there's nothing you could do. Like you're across the country and you're 3 hours ahead.
Tell me what happened here.
I don't
tell
know.
Me what happened here. Is this literally, was it an error on her behalf by chance? Or Was this literally her last ditch attempt because she's been blocked on everything else?
When was the last time you guys had any contact?
2 years ago.
Oh, okay. I genuinely think that probably was a drunken mistake. That Stephen is a pretty common name.
It was 6 o'clock.
So
it was 6 o'clock. For her time, it was 6 o'clock. I don't, Charlotte,
you think people aren't having drinks at six?
I just, really, you're going to accidentally hit my name on an Uber share your ride? 2 years later, does
I'm
it sound
torn.
What's it giving?
I'm really torn because, like, I've known people who are crazy and will like Venmo request when, like, there's when I blocked them everywhere else.
Yeah,
Venmo
request.
And like,
that's crazy too.
No, seriously, but I so could see that being a drunk mistake because it was Uber
possibly
because that could have been like happy hour time.
Yeah, the only reason why I think it's a drunk mistake is because of the time frame. Like if this was like a more consistent thing, then I would think that was on purpose. But because it's been 2 years, I think that was an accident.
If anything else happens, it's definitely
for sure.
Yes,
right?
yes.
One, it's so 50-50 for
yeah.
me.
If I get Venmo requests, it's definitely happening. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.